The Traveler's Journal, April 20th. Seeing the City on Foot. There's nothing that provides quite the perspective on a place like a walking tour. It can help to orient first-time visitors and give veteran travelers a fresh look on a familiar city. Creative themed tours given by knowledgeable locals are now available in many major metropolises. Here's a sampling. Veteran historian Joyce Gold escorts curious travelers through New York City's newly chic meat market, where early morning slabs of beef give way to a thriving art scene by day and throbbing club scene by night. In Toronto, Shirley Lum takes visitors on a gourmet prowl to the city's multi-ethnic neighborhoods. Pit stops include Chilean empanadas, Portuguese natas, and an Ethiopian coffee ceremony. It's still the summer of love in San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury Flower Power walking tour, with visits to the haunts of Janis Joplin and the Grateful Dead, as well as a stop at the Psychedelic History Museum. Over in Edinburgh, Scotland, murder and mystery walks are conducted by guides in the character of a highway robber who shows off some of the city's more macabre sights. Appearances by assorted murderers and maniacs add a touch of villainous comedy. Or check out Underground Vienna in the Third Man Tour, which follows Orson Welles' cinematic classic through the city's sewer system, complete with sound effects and stage shootouts. So when you find yourself somewhere with a few hours to spare, check out the city instead of CNN. Ask at your hotel or the local tourist office about a walking tour. Those hours will be likely well spent. You'll find a host of travel resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.